Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the late 1960s and 1970s recordings of a talented and spiritual artist who made a musical name for herself after the 1967 passing of her legendary husband. It's Alice Coltrane, Ascending, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alice Coltrane performing her composition Oh Allah from the 1971 Impulse album Universal Consciousness. We're playing the music of pianist, harpist, and composer Alice Coltrane on this edition of Nightlights. She passed away on January 12, 2007, the age of 69. She was born Alice MacLeod in Detroit in 1937 and grew up in a musical family with a mother who played piano and sang in a church choir and a brother who became a bassist and brought the influence of Detroit's thriving jazz scene into her life. Eventually, she traveled to Europe and spent time in the Paris circle of the great bebop pianist Bud Powell. And she was also briefly married to the bop-era singer Kenny Poncho Hagood. It was through the band of vibraphonist Terry Gibbs that she first gained notice in the jazz world. Though her playing was very bop-oriented in the Gibbs band, you can sometimes hear traces of the direction it would take in the mid to late 1960s. Here's the Terry Gibbs group performing Bei mir bist du schön with Alice MacLeod, the future Alice Coltrane, on piano from the album Jewish Melodies in Jazz Time. Vibraphonist Terry Gibbs performing Bei mir bist du schön from his 1963 album Jewish Melodies in Jazz Time, accompanied by Herman Wright on bass, Bobby Pike on drums, a klezmer band, and Alice Hagood, a.k.a. Alice MacLeod, a.k.a. the future Alice Coltrane, playing piano there. It was while she was with the Terry Gibbs Band that Alice MacLeod met the tenor saxophonist John Coltrane. Gibbs and Coltrane's groups were sharing the bill at Birdland in the early 1960s. Backstage, Alice and John had several quiet conversations, with each sensing a strong spiritual attraction between the two of them. It was really like two friends that had known each other many, many years, she later recalled. It was so beautiful. John Coltrane told a colleague that she has a strange kind of strength. It's not just sounds, it's like an aura. Sometimes you can feel it, even see it, more than you can hear it. Eventually, she would have three children with Coltrane, marry him, and become the pianist in his band when McCoy Tyner left at the end of 1965. She said she was uncertain about taking up that role, but John Coltrane said, "You know you can do it, and I want you to." Because of his assurance, she later said, his encouragement and his belief in me, I never felt half or less than anyone. She recorded with him, toured the world with him, and with his support made plans to make her own album for the Impulse label. And then John Coltrane died at the age of 40 in the summer of 1967. The jazz world was shocked, and Alice found herself a young widow, a mother with several children to care for, and the sudden guardian of the legacy of a musician that many regarded as the last giant of jazz. In an interview she gave a year after his death, she said, "I don't think that I have the talent of my husband. I don't have the genius of John, but I will try to elevate the music as much as I possibly can. I would like to play music according to the ideals set forth by John and continue to let a cosmic principle or the aspect of spirituality be the underlying reality behind the music, as he had." Here's Alice Coltrane in 1968 performing her composition The Sun, which opens with a recording of her husband in prayer.
May there be peace and love and perfection throughout all creation, O God. May there be peace and love and perfection throughout all creation, O God. May there be peace and love and perfection throughout all creation.
Alice Coltrane performing her composition Blue Nile on harp with Joe Henderson and Pharaoh Saunders on alto flute, Ron Carter on bass, and Ben Riley on drums from the album Ta the El Daoud. Before that, The Sun with Jimmy Garrison on bass, Ben Riley on drums, and Pharaoh Saunders on flute, originally issued on the Impulse LP Cosmic Music with the voice of John Coltrane heard at the beginning. We just heard Alice Coltrane performing on harp. An early childhood heroine of hers was the Detroit-based jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby, and John Coltrane had persuaded her to take up the instrument when she was in his band. It was just one of several non-traditional instruments and approaches that Alice Coltrane began to employ in her jazz recordings for the Impulse label. She was also influenced by her deepening spiritual beliefs, particularly by a man who became her guru, Swami Satchidananda. Eastern religion would figure more and more prominently in Alice Coltrane's music and in her life as the 1970s began. Here she is doing the title track from her 1971 Impulse album, Journey in Satchidananda, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alice Coltrane on harp performing her composition in the title track from her 1971 Impulse album, Journey in Satchidananda, with Pharaoh Sanders on soprano sax, Tulsi on tambura, Cecil McBee on bass, Rashid Ali on drums, and Majid Shabazz on bells and tambourine. We'll have more of the music of Alice Coltrane in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Alice Coltrane Ascending on Nightlights. We're playing the music of pianist, harpist, and composer Alice Coltrane on this edition of Nightlights. She was deeply devoted to her music. Her son Ravi, who would later perform and record with her, says, "My earliest memories of her are her playing music, either piano or organ or harp. I'd come home from school and she'd just be sitting at the organ, playing hymns and things. It was like you go home and your dad's reading the paper or watching the television. That's what music was for her. It was this sustenance that was a part of her daily existence." In addition to Coltrane's own records, she made several appearances on other artist albums, including McCoy Tyner, fellow Detroit native Joe Henderson, and fellow Satchidananda disciple Laura Nero. The unifying element in all of Alice Coltrane's musical efforts, however, was her desire to carry forth and extend the mission that her husband had begun. She said that she sometimes saw him and spoke with him for a dozen years after his death in 1967, and that they had discussed the music that she was working on. She occasionally referred to him as the father, as she does on this live 1978 recording, Alice Coltrane on Nightlights.
I'd like to play the piano for you now. One selection was composed several years ago, and is entitled One for the Father. It's a song I've dedicated to John Coltrane. And another selection entitled Prema, which means love, divine love.
Thank you.
Alice Coltrane on piano performing her composition for John Coltrane, One for the Father, from the live 1978 album Transfiguration, with Reggie Workman on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. Not long after making that recording, Alice Coltrane unofficially retired from professional jazz recording and performances, devoting herself to her spiritual studies in the Vedantic Center that she'd started in California, and spending extended periods of time in India. She still recorded music with her ashram's choir and composed, and throughout the 1980s and 1990s tended the flame of John Coltrane's legacy, helping to oversee the reissue of his albums on CD, as well as the release of previously unheard recordings. Her own recordings sustained an appreciative underground following. In the first years of the 21st century, she began to publicly play jazz again on occasion, usually with her son Ravi, and in 2004 she returned with an album for the revived Impulse label called Translinear Light. On November 4, 2006, she appeared in San Francisco, the city where the church named after her husband resides, and performed with Ravi, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Roy Haynes. 2 months later, she passed away from respiratory failure, stunning a jazz world that had been largely unaware of her frail health. In an interview she gave in 1968, only 1 year after her husband's death, Alice Coltrane said, "The work I am trying to do is a sort of sharing with my sisters and brothers of the world, my all. The results I leave to God." She extended the musical mission that John Coltrane had begun, and she left her own musical legacy as well. We'll close with the title track from her Impulse LP, Ta the El Daoud, Alice Coltrane on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We close with pianist Alice Coltrane doing the title track from her Impulse album, Da the El Dawood, with Pharoah Saunders and Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Dennis Tafe and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.